Did you hit record again without telling us? Because I think that's what you did. We've talked about it many times that you need to tell me and James.
Yeah.
We're going to record now. But, and you just go ahead and
you
do it.
And you shouldn't even be talking because technically you're not even supposed to be.
I didn't realize that I'd hit record. I just leaned on the fucking keyboard.
Listen.
And we're launching.
In this episode, we decided upon last time that you would be disappeared to some kind of shadow realm or whatever.
Whatever happens, you're left on the mountain.
You're left on the mountain with...
You left me with Jennifer Lopez and what's-his-face?
Not Jennifer Lopez.
Oh.
She was a Jennifer Lopez.
Was it Jennifer Lopez?
A Jennifer Lopez-like figure.
And
Principal Sebastian.
Principal Sebastian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you shouldn't even be talking.
You shouldn't
right
have
now
been you, yeah. Kind of wasting...
Ready to go?
Let me just do my warm-ups. Maybe my man, my home.
I've been telling you, you gotta...
Max, I told you,
do your warm-ups when you're on the subway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
On your own time, Max.
Welcome to my uncle's house. All right, okay. I think I'm ready. My lips are limber.
Remember, this is the Christmas one, so try and insert a lot of Christmas innuendo.
Okay, so happy Christmas, everybody.
You don't talk, and you don't. You're not in this one. You close those sour lips of yours.
And are we ready to go? Okay. Let us do this. Right.
One, two, three.
Now. One, two,
three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, three. To start the show. Welcome back.
Okay, before we start, actually, this is a serious thing I wanted to bring up.
Okay, just between us three.
Yeah.
Oh, between us three or us two? Because apparently I'm not here. I'm just some asshole locked in a forest, right?
It's part of the show, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, Max, you're peeking.
I'm peeking?
Yeah.
Should I pucker? Okay.
You should be not puckering.
Okay.
Let's adjust this.
How do I sound?
A little bit. Because this
sound here is always, it's always just a big to-do. You know?
Well, that's why there's somebody who does that job.
Let's keep
that's
in mind, too, we don't have a lot of time for this one, so let's... And it's a Christmas one, so it's
we're going to that Christmas party, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's God.
This has to be done because it's the Christmas episode. We've never done a Christmas episode.
It's been a couple weeks.
The thing I wanted to bring up is that I'm having a lot of trouble finding these sound effects.
What do you mean?
For all this weird stuff we're doing in the forest and all the different, you know, the mountain and all these, like, I had to get wind effects and now we're on the road, so I'm going to have to get a highway.
Is it really that hard, though?
Yeah, it is, because I can't.
You need a wolf howling, some crickets chirping.
You just go on freesoundeffects.org, you search them up, and find them, you pop them into it.
No, I've been doing it, but I can't find a lot that are just not a constant loop where you're hearing the same truck pass by every 2 or 3 seconds.
Can you say what that sounds like? What do you mean?
It's just like when you hear like. And then you'll hear it, and then a loop again. The same truck will come.
Well, it sounds like a different truck.
Yeah, I guess that did.
Second time it did. It sounded like maybe it was a 60 okay, but the first time.
When you listen to it.
Can you just edit up a little bit just to make it sound different?
Yeah, just pitch it up or down.
Pitch it up or down. It's not that hard.
That's a lot of work, man.
You know what? Me and Julian do a lot of work for this podcast, and you can't be slacking around for it, man.
What do you do?
What do you... Because Julian records everything.
You're just the handsome face, and everybody knows that.
I show up, and I do my time. And I wrangle you guys, and I say, hey, do you want to record a podcast this week? And then you guys don't respond for a couple days. Then I'll say, hey, do you guys want to record? And then you'll say yes. And I'll say, okay, when? And you'll say, I don't know. And then I got to go loop through hoops and chutes just to get you guys in here. And once we're in here, you know, we record, I guess, and then... We get the podcast out, you do your little jobs or whatever, and then it's left to me to do all the advertising and all the sharing. So I'm doing a lot of work. It's behind the scenes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've said your piece.
You said your piece. What was your point, though, about all that?
Yeah, why did you...
I can't remember why you were saying that.
I don't really know. I think I was shitting on James.
I don't see what the whole...
Which doesn't... I don't deserve because I... Hey, look, people have been praising this season... For the sound effects and how cool it sounds, you know.
Yeah,
I did a little
anything.
Thing. I did a little thing in the first episode of this season where we're in the forest when we first get off the fucking train and I go off, I walk, I made like little sound effects of me walking, and then I started to like I was supposed to be peeing or whatever in the bushes, and I made it sound like I was really far away. That stuff takes a lot of time, you know. And then I added in music. I added in a little music part for your dance on the mountain and stuff.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, you put in as much time as you see fit, and once I send you the raws, it's up to you whether you want to spend 5 minutes on them or 5 hours. I don't know. But don't bring that here like it's something that I asked you to do when it's something that you've taken upon yourself.
I wasn't even arguing. I was just saying that I am having trouble finding sound effects. So this is
What is the problem with a loop of a truck?
That's because it just keeps going.
Just fine. You just cut it. It's annoying to listen to. Like it's a
you just pitch it up and down.
But that takes too much time.
You can cut it.
Now we're going in a loop. You know, we were just
and we gotta start recording this fucking thing. It's already 10 to 6. Right. Party's at 7:30.
Let's do it. All right, Max, you want to do another? All right.
Okay, start again.
One.
So, do you guys need me to do any sound effects since James can't fucking figure out how to put them in?
Oh, my God.
Digitally?
Can we just leave that alone?
I'll bring it up again. Now? I'll bring it up after about what I was actually wanted to say about the sound effects, what my idea is for it. But
can we just, let's start. Let's go. Okay. Right. It's a Christmas podcast. We're having a great time.
Remember,
it's positive
Christmas,
vibes.
Christmas.
A little
Christmas
bit of Hanukkah, but not too much Hanukkah.
Yeah.
You know, okay. That's past.
Yeah.
Right. I think, Max, it'll be your job to do the Hanukkah thing.
Well, I guess, because I'm the token Jew. That's fine. I've accepted that role. All right, ready?
Yep.
Yeah, just a couple more warm-ups for me.
Yep. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah.
Is that Shania Twain?
Yeah, it kind of sounds...
All right.
It's a little Bjork-y.
All right.
And one, two, three, four, five, six,
let's do it seven, now. Eight.
Time
I want
to
record with my best friend James.
Okay, right. So you guys are walking down the road, right?
Yes. We're walking down like Highway 7, wherever that is.
Okay. And as I imagine it, it's sort of the middle of the day. Yeah.
So I'll have to get some birds chirping.
High noon, yeah.
Sound of a plane, maybe. Wasted my burp. See, if we'd been recording, that burp would have been in the show. I have to burp in every episode.
We're getting the sound effects. We're getting the bird.
A little low end. A little too much low end there, Max. You're going to... Okay. You're peaking.
Okay.
Christ.
Just trying to do a good job. So, all right. Ready to go?
I see it, you guys are tired. You've gotten just the clothes on your backs.
We're separated from one of our good friends in the show.
Oh, one of your good friends.
In the show.
Yeah. Well, we're also friends in real life, don't forget. Not just in the fiction of the show, right?
I'd think of our relationship more as, you know, as colleagues.
Well, it's definitely not professional.
It's colleagues more than friends, if peers, we're going to be honest with each other.
Let's demote it as much as we can.
Peers? Acquaintances? A little more than acquaintances.
All right, and a one, and a two,
and a one,
see, now
and
I'm
a
realizing
three.
Why you guys wanted me to write myself out of the episode. This has been a long time coming.
Well, Julian, I think
don't
it's...
Don't say that. No, I can... It's just... The signs are all there. I mean, the way that...
The signs of what?
The way that the bits were playing out in the last episode, it was obvious that I was getting excluded and... I was ready to accept it, but then when you told me in the break, we want you to write yourself out somehow. We don't care how you do it, but just somehow make sure Principal Sebastian only lets us leave the forest and not you, Julian. And I was okay. I'm thinking, okay, well maybe I'll be able to reintroduce myself as another character. You said no, we just want to have it just be us walking down the street in the show.
Well,
you are the engineer, you do your thing.
Well,
and we'll
now tell you
I'm
why
realizing.
I didn't
say
that. I just think I'm just gonna tell him, Julian. Mm-hmm. This is the reason. I mean, yeah, we've been a little bit apprehensive about you lately because quite frankly we've been a little mm-hmm. bit scared about mm-hmm. your behavior mm-hmm. at mm-hmm. your job and in your personal life lately. Mm-hmm. Some of the way you've been talking to people on Facebook and everything.
I don't think it's the right time to bring this up, man. I wanted to wait until after the party so we could have a good time and let loose.
We'll wait till
maybe
we're
Julia
all
will
maybe
calm down
if,
a little bit for once.
Maybe if it's all brought to the surface, maybe we will be able to have just a good time.
Okay, fine. You've been yelling at women on Facebook. Just all caps. All women.
Well, that's fine. Know? I was going to... My big issue was the fact that... when Alan came over yesterday, you were relentlessly kind of bullying him and teasing. And it
What's
was
the main
just,
issue here, guys? Is it the fact that I've been writing occasionally in all capitals on Facebook, or is
not
it
not occasionally? I think it's every
that
single
I raised
thing.
Raised my voice with Alan. What's the problem?
Alan actually bought you a Christmas present.
Alan bought you a signed Star Wars 2 DVD.
Okay, I'm getting a lot of information here.
Yeah, he bought you a Christmas
you
present.
You got a Christmas present.
And all you
it was
and
a
it
really
was
a, good
it,
present.
It was a little weird, seeing as it's not Christmas yet. But
it was
you
a little forward,
really,
I thought,
you
but,
really,
well, he wanted it
were
to coincide
mad that it was
with the Star Wars release.
I guess that's another weird thing too. This,
and I
this
understand
whole
that
thing where you've been burping while talk. It's I don't know. Your behavior has just been a little.
It's been
odd
a little bit off
okay,
lately, and I don't know what's
putting
going
me
on
off.
With you
and I'm
what?
Just nervous, and I feel like maybe you need some time away from the podcast.
I just feel like you've been a little bit volatile lately, man. And I don't know what's going on, but I think we just volatile. Need to put you aside, put you on the shelf for a couple laps, and you know, wait for you to figure out your own personal life and your own problems.
I mean, when that girl, I won't mention her name, on our Facebook. You know, posted, you know, hey, just got out of seeing Star Wars, and you just said,
you just
hey,
went,
you
off,
just
on
went off in all caps, went to see Star Wars, eh? You know,
how
to
dare
do that.
You? I hate this life. I hate what you've become.
Okay, so what you have to understand there is that I'm not yelling at her, I'm yelling at myself.
But why do you use her
Facebook
status
is
as
a
venue
for venting? She's venting and I'm venting
I
in
just,
my own personal way.
I
don't see why these things are out of the ordinary. Everybody type on Facebook in all caps and everybody yell at their friend for giving them a bad present sometimes. I don't watch
DVDs. It was
DVDs
not a bad present. It was a wonderful present.
Wonderful.
One
of the best.
Alan knows that I do not watch DVDs. And I mean, that's beside the point. I don't watch DVDs because I don't have anything to play them on.
You
have
your
laptop
is right in front of
you. You have at least two platforms.
The drive's crammed.
It's crammed?
Crammed with what?
A copy of Drive.
What?
It's copy
no, 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 no. A copy of Ryan Gosling
so
Drive? Shut up. A copy of Ryan Gosling Drive?
Yeah, Ryan
you
Gosling Drive.
You promised to watch that with me.
Oh, now this is interesting.
We were really excited to see the movie. It's a couple years old, but I kept telling you it's a great movie.
Yes.
We should hang out as two
old.
Friends, watch it together.
Yes, I wanted to just make sure that the subtitles tracked.
Oh my
god! Because I know you
this
like
is
to
a
watch your
this
subs.
Is a betrayal of the highest degree.
Anyway, it was your damn copy of Drive, and something was wrong with it, and it got crammed in my drive.
I think it's your drive that's the problem.
You know,
my
I think
drive.
It was your drive that was the problem. My drive was fine until I put your drive in.
Enough about the drive!
I'll tell you about your drive and the problems with your drive. It's all the little bits of chips and peanuts that you've been driving into that drive by accident, letting them just sit there.
And just fester.
Yeah.
Anyway,
festering
this is about,
inside your drive.
This is about...
It's driving me insane.
This is not about drives, and it's not about Alan, really, is it? To me, it seems like it's about the podcast. Always
speaking
feel
of
like
which,
I'm,
we're just.
I feel like I'm the third Beatle sometimes.
Well,
there's
that's
four,
how I
there's
feel.
Four,
that's how I've always
four,
kind of,
there's four different Beatles.
And well, there's three of us.
Sometimes there's four of us, though.
Sometimes it feels like you two are McCartney and Lennon, and I'm. And there's no George.
You know
no,
what?
No, don't
Jesus.
Do this to me. This is another thing that, and this is actually on both of you guys, bringing up the Beatles all the time and all these like the kind of Beatles esque kind of like, what are they called?
References?
Analogies.
I don't listen to the
analogies.
Beatles. I do not listen to the Beatles. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You say, oh, you're like McCartney,
so
you're like John Lennon.
Christmas.
All I think when you say that, I might as well be hearing, blip, 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 neem, nap, no. I don't know who that old John Lennon is. I don't know.
You don't know
well,
who
I know,
John Lennon
I know who
is?
They are, but I don't know them that well. I don't know their music that well.
Well
I know.
You
know I
it
know.
Just points
well,
to your
like
poor
a
musical
problem.
Taste, you know.
See, this is why I feel like
the you know, guys, this is not. Going anywhere.
This is not the show.
Can we just take a break, you know, get our thoughts together and record the show for Christ's sake?
Yeah. Okay, just that's the first good idea we've had so far.
It's been recording the whole
time. Hit the thing.
That's insane.
Hit the thing.
We'll be right back.
Are we ready? Go.
I'm holding again? A microphone. Both of you are holding Android phones. You tell me.
Well,
I'm feeling calm, ready to go because we only have about
what, an hour? Maybe an hour and a half to get this done.
Okay, and we usually record 6 hours of material
and cut it down
to just the pure gold stuff. So let's try and fit in as much as we can.
Okay, are you ready? Are we gonna
do this? We're gonna have to be on.
Okay,
like really on.
We gotta be really funny. We gotta be on, Julian. You just stick.
Remember,
quiet for
Christmas slash Hanukkah spirit. Let's do
it'll amp up the cheer.
Kwanzaa spirit.
Though. No Kwanzaa spirit. Absolutely not. That's not a real holiday. Amp up the cheer.
Jesus. No black voices.
No black. Well, it's not. I didn't say that, but
silencing the black.
Well, don't make this a.
We already told you, Julian. You can play Santa Claus.
It's a white Christmas.
You can play Santa Claus. It's not going to be you as you.
You'll come in at the end of the episode. All right.
Yes, of
how about that?
Okay, well, we'll give Santa Claus a stereotypically black voice.
Well, that's great. I think that's wonderful, and I think you should definitely do that. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Okay, now if you could be quiet, let's start.
I'm serious. I think that's funny. It's funny. It's a funny idea. Because the listeners won't be expecting like a big black kind of. I won't do it myself, but like a
you were about to.
I caught myself.
You sound like you were about to say Santa Claus.
I really want to say that, but I think you'll get mad at me.
I said it, so it's out there.
I'm Santa Claus.
Oh, stop. You don't get to do that.
I thought you were just inviting me to.
Oh, yeah. See, this is one of my favorite things just to watch is when you guys argue.
Oh, God. We're all going on the wrong fucking track again. I don't want to get into this issue tonight.
I'm shutting up.
Thank you. James?
Yeah.
Are you ready now?
Yes,
I'm ready. Have you done your vocal warm-ups?
I don't do them. I never have. Why would I start now?
All right. Okay, that's
one and two, and let's three, do and it now.
Hey, welcome back to It's Everybody's Fault. My name is Max Gorenson.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're on the road on the highway, and man, I don't even know where Julian is.
It's a wild, a windy road. Snow is coming down in torrents. It is Christmas Eve, and I don't know
sure
where
is.
Our
it's not Christmas
buddy
Eve.
Is.
It's that it's cut. It's Christmas.
Are we cutting now?
It is Christmas
are
Day.
Are we cutting? Is this still? Is this in the app?
I'm guessing I'm taking a pause because I'm trying to reevaluate what this plot is here. It's supposed to be
it's
Christmas
improv.
Day.
It's an improv show.
The mic is getting fucked up.
What's happening?
Oh my god!
Something's wrong. With the setback after setback. For Christ's sake!
The stand's loose. I don't know why this would happen. Okay. You guys were installing it, so I don't know. Let me just see just keep
on
doing
what's going on.
Just keep on doing the bit.
Am I gonna have to hold the mic up?
No, let go.
Are we gonna keep doing the? But if it's gonna sound shitty, why should we keep doing the bit?
Because we need as much material as we can so that we can whittle it.
Okay. Let's go.
What's that over there?
Oh, looks like it's a Christmas little village. I didn't even know where we are, but it's a whole.
No, it's not a village. It's not a village. It's a castle.
You can't say no in improv. You're saying no. You're breaking the cardinal rule in improvisation. You're saying no.
But it's not.
I'm sorry, James is fucking making me crazy
well,
right now.
What's going to happen in a village, Max?
We're going to meet Santa Claus. It's a Christmas village.
I'm concentrating on the mic.
What's happening?
Well, can I ask you one thing? Would it not be funnier if Santa was in a castle instead of being in a village? A stupid little village with a bunch of dumb people in it?
Why would you just...
Because...
You're wasting time.
All right, let's start again.
Okay.
Five, four, three...
The mic is going to be an ongoing problem. We're just going to have to work around it.
We can't, but if it's going to sound shitty, what's the point of even doing it in the first place?
Okay. You guys just continue the bit. It's a village. Fuck the castle.
Thank you.
Ugh, come on.
Finally on my side.
Just continue the bit. I'm going to see if I can figure out this mic stand with some duct tape.
You might need a bit of a wrench to...
Staples.
It looks like this bolt is a bit.
Yeah, I'll let you know if we need
a wrench.
We need a wrench for the mic stand,
God.
James.
Can we just please go already?
Yep.
Okay, we're going.
Right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, wow, looks like there's a Christmas village over there,
looks
James.
It looks like a castle, but.
But, you know, it definitely is a village. I see little smokestacks, little houses, little elves running around. Looks
I just
like a genuine
know.
Bavarian Christmas village.
I just want to know who the king is. Let's go.
Okay. What do you. Okay, that's going to make too much interference, but... Okay, let's just keep going.
And
the king is going to be Santa Claus in his Christmas village.
How do you know that, Max? Huh?
Because it's a Christmas village. There's candy cane lampposts.
Sorry about the burps,
Stop
guys.
The burps. I can't do this. What is going on with the sound?
I'm figuring it out.
Yeah, he's taping it. It's just the mic stand. We'll work around it. I'm going to add in some Christmas Village sound effects in post.
This is ridiculous.
Put a ton of reverb.
This is ridiculous.
And it's going to all drown out in the wash.
Thank you for once offering to do the sound effects.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm loving the sound effects now of the sound of tape.
Oh,
that's not going to do anything.
The crinkling and the crunching.
It's going to work.
Why are you just
that
putting
is,
tape?
The issue
You're
is
putting
scotch
tape on
scotch
your $2,000 microphone. I don't think that's going to do anything.
Yeah, well, this is high quality tape, believe me.
It's God. Scotch tape, so no, it's not. The only high quality tape there is.
What's that smell?
What do you mean?
Smell? It smells like something's kind of charred silica. Silicon.
It's just a Christmas smell. My mom's probably roasting chestnuts on
an open fire. Nope, smells a bit like burning rubber or
burning
plastic.
Rubber, burning plastic. Do you smell that?
Okay. Yeah. James, I need you to go get that wrench. This is not working.
Yeah.
It's under the bathroom sink, okay?
Yeah.
Just shove.
It's under the bathroom sink?
Yeah.
All right, were your pipes broken in there or something?
I don't know. That's just
weird,
where we
weird
keep
place
the
to keep a wrench. I'm smelling the smell though, man. Is something burning? Bad.
I don't know, man.
Oh, man. This is a disaster.
It might be you. It might be a seizure.
It's a disaster. It's a disaster. You know, I came all the way down here from Young and Lawrence trying to do this podcast. You know, not enough time in the first place, and now I don't even know what we're going to do. Because James is being James, and microphone is
Since
being
he's
ridiculous.
Gone, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Am I really the Ringo of the group? Am I the third Beatle? Wait, Mike, don't answer that. He's coming
okay,
back.
Okay.
Found a screwdriver, but
okay.
I didn't
Okay, well, that's
going to
be...
There's
okay,
no
now
rest.
I actually do smell burning.
The smell is getting
I don't
worse.
Know if it's just
really
how mad
that,
I am.
Your what is it? There's smoke coming out of your computer!
Oh, my God.
Okay, oh,
so
Christ.
That's a problem.
Maybe just...
Okay.
Okay,
hand me
what's
that,
happening?
So
what's
that coffee?
Do you have a fire? Do you have a fire extinguisher?
No.
Call the fire... There's flames coming out of your disk drive.
Shit.
Call the fire department. James, call the fire... James, call the fire department.
Yeah.
What do you
get
mean?
Your cell phone out.
Just
call the fire department.
Put your clothes on.
Don't call the department.
It's not even a fire. It's a couple little sparks.
It's a fire. There's papers around. Whip. It's on fire.
Just text the.
Just,
can you text the fire?
Don't
department?
Text the fire to call the fireman.
All right. Hold on.
I'm gonna put it out.
This is crazy.
I'm gonna blow it out. Okay.
You're making it worse. You're adding fuel to the fire.
Oh, damn it.
It looks like your little art book is on fire.
Yeah.
I can't do this. I can't.
It's.
I can't. I
can
can't
someone
do
just
it.
Put a hat
I can't
on.
Do it.
It's all the
I can't
nuts.
Do it.
I'm at,
shut it off.
Julian.
Shut it off. I'm done.
What's your.
I'm not
shut
gonna
it off.
Let go of this. I'm not gonna let go of this
yeah,
audio.
There's a bit of. We have. Oh, no. Never mind. It's gone. But.
It's. Okay. I think I.
I mean, it's not flaming.
I'm finished.
It's not flaming anymore.
Shut the damn thing
Max,
off. I'm done.
It's not flaming anymore.
Turn it off.
I'm sick of this.
Max,
I'm sick of you two,
down.
And I'm gone. I'm leaving.
Max, you can't leave. The
I'm
show
all the way
is
down here.
All right. Well, you know, this episode has been. Do we have enough material to even do an episode?
Well, we
That's
might be able
question.
To loop some stuff.
Yeah.
People probably won't notice.
Well,
I don't know. I gotta ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you think I am the third Beatle?
Third Beatle?
Is it you and me?
I don't.
And Max
again,
is the extra guy.
Please stop bringing up the Beatles. I don't listen to them. I don't know.
Okay, what do you listen to then? What do you like? Metal?
A lot of podcasts. You know, kind of like ours.
All right,
well, I listen to that most of the time.
Okay.
So, music. I mean, I used to listen to, a lot of kind of rock stuff.
Country,
I listen to a lot of, a little bit maybe sometimes. I don't know. I listen to a lot of movie soundtracks
too. How many people are in the Dixie Chicks?
I don't know.
Oh, man. I just.
What about.
I have a lot of insecurities, man. That's what I'm trying to say. And I feel like I'm the. Well, I feel like I'm the extra guy sometimes. And,
well, I do. But you've.
Is it Max?
Been handling.
Is it me or is it Max? Because
Who's
sure
the third one?
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, I think you're the one behind the. You're the one engineering this whole thing. That's great.
Uh huh.
I'm the one. Kind of adding sound
the,
effects and,
yeah,
and putting
bring,
it up online.
You bring the jokes, right?
Max is
Max
the one
is the
who's so,
face.
Max is the one who's not contributing anything to this. He is the third banana.
Okay, thank you. Yep, that's a perfect example.
I mean, I'll poke
every banana,
fun of you.
Every bunch of bananas has two bunch, two, yeah. two bananas.
I'll poke fun of you. I'll poke fun at you, but it's all in good fun.
I take it all in good fun. I don't take any offense to that stuff, James. I know that you're just goofing.
Sometimes you do, but. Well, I will say this, though.
I elevate the goof when I see it. It needs.
I am genuinely, though, concerned with your behavior lately. Okay, I think yelling at people for no reason. It's like you're trying to cover up these insecurities by yelling relentlessly at these women and at Alan. You know, it's
you're right. You're right. And Alan's gift was good, and he didn't deserve me to yell at him.
Yes.
And I know that. He didn't know that my DVD drive was broken, mm-hmm. but Max's drive being stuck in my DVD drive
could drive you crazy, right?
Yeah.
What?
Fellas.
What's going on?
There's something wonderful outside.
What are you talking about?
Shut this damn thing off.
All right.
Show you something wonderful.
Better he's got a smile. It's the first smile I've seen on his face in months.
It looks dead-eyed, however. I've got my reservations. Why don't we take a break?
What do you mean? We haven't even started yet.
We're back.
What do you mean we're back?
We're recording again.
What do you mean we're recording again?
Well, I brought the computer outside so that we could take a look at what Max saw outside, and he came in bright eyed and bushy tailed as ever. Although I will maintain that his eyes looked dead.
Yeah. And Max, I'll remind you, we have about 30 minutes now to finish, actually start recording and do this episode. Right. So whatever it is you want to show us,
we might just have to postpone this episode. Or
we can't. It's already been weeks.
We're sitting outside the Everybody's Fault crew. I'm Julian. Right. This is...
I'm Max Goranson.
And that's...
What are we doing? All right, I'm James. And what is this?
Well, guys, let me just show you something. Yeah. Look out around you.
Yeah.
You know what? There's no Santa Claus. There's no reindeer hooves in the snow.
It's not Christmas. No Christ.
It's not Christmas. There's no second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But you know what it is? It's something as simple... and beautiful as a fresh snowfall.
Mm.
Look at that.
All right.
Look around.
Can you elaborate on that? I don't understand. What is...
Just look at how pure and innocent this is. The world is blanketed in a new covering, covering up all the dirt and the grime and the filth and the horrors. You know, it's just a new beginning.
It's masked it. Yeah.
It's masked it.
Yeah, it's
but all the shit is still under there.
All the shit is under there. But it has masked it for now. And if you look very carefully with your eyes, each snowflake is a different shape. Each snowflake is completely unique.
Let me
and
see.
Special.
Give me that.
Take it. Don't melt it. Take another one.
All right. I just grabbed one out of the air. I'm holding it in between the tips of my long fingernails. Oh, my God. Oh. My God, he's really, really right. These snowflakes are quite unique. Each one is designed by a random confluence of physical microscopic events.
You took the words out of my mouth.
And look at this snowflake. This one is a bit weird looking, but it's very beautiful in its own way.
They're all beautiful in their own way. They're all equally valuable. And look, when they come together, they make this beautiful sheet of pure white snow that covers the filth.
All of the filth. Underneath.
Makes you forget about all the dirt under there.
All just the garbage and the depravity.
Mm-hmm.
And the mistrust and the insecurity.
Yeah.
And the hate.
And the snow. And the snow sometimes gets dirty on top, too. Sometimes a dog or something.
Kind of pees or poos.
A human even will come and do water or do number twos on the
And then you know what happens? It snows again and you don't have to deal with any of that until spring. You know, it just kind of postpones dealing with all the bad stuff.
So Max, what you're trying to say is this is just like us. We are all different snowflakes.
Well, I think, what Max is trying to say is that we are all different snowflakes.
We're all different, special, unique snowflakes.
And we come together and make this great podcast that hides the fact that
we're very damaged individuals with a weak and breaking, fragile exterior.
A very ephemeral sort of blanket over our weakness, detritus, and our dog babies and
poo-poos.
And that's what this is, and that's what we are together. But each of us, in ourselves, is a unique and beautiful
snowflake, puff of snow.
Puffs of snow.
Just like our good friend would say, a puff of snow.
I don't know. But
I hate that we wrote that character.
Oh, let's not. Come on. It's Christmas.
It's a time for forgetting.
Yes.
It's a time for
forgiving. Not forgiving. Okay.
Let's okay.
How about this?
Yes.
Forgiving, but remembering.
Forgiving, but remembering. Truth and reconciliation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's also good for presents.
It's also good for spending a lot of money, getting a lot of good gifts.
I'm not getting you guys anything this year.
Of course, we never can't buy it. Each other anything, but I think it's the thought of our continued...
Well, you can make a card. It's easy.
I think it's more the thought of our continued relationship that's enough.
That's true.
Jake Gyllenhaal, as a psychopath in Nightcrawler, said it best. A friend is just a gift you give yourself.
Well, that's beautiful.
That is beautiful, yeah.
And you know what, guys? Let's go into this new year with some renewed positive energy and just kind of let's keep making this podcast to kind of just keep all the evil in our minds at bay.
Subdued.
Until, you know, when it inevitably disintegrates.
Yeah.
Right.
That sounds great, man. I got to hand it to you. This you really turned it around, Max. Yeah. Thank you so much.
No, I owe it to you guys. You honestly do the most work on the podcast. I don't do very much, and you know I owe you big time.
Thanks for admitting it, man.
I owe you big time.
We do the brunt of the work.
You do,
especially me.
Especially, I think it's probably Julian that does a little more than you.
Well,
and I have all the equipment.
And you have all the expensive equipment.
Albeit falling apart.
Yes.
And it bursting into flames.
Well, speaking of bursting into flames, let's go back upstairs and put out that fire, eh, boys?
No, it's about time we had to do the party, actually.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's leave
fire cooking. I guess we can't really put up an episode.
Yeah, I guess there's nothing we can put out for this bi-weekly. Yeah. That's kind of a shame.
Yeah. Oh, well. What?
I'm just thinking, is the shame that we're not going to be able to release an episode, or is the real shame that it's really going to make no difference?
I don't know.
I would just put up... You've been recording some of this, right?
Oh, I've got it all. I've got it all on record.
You know what? Just throw it up there. We'll make it... You just cut this part out, but it'll seem like it's a big goof. You know? Kind of like a meta goof.
What?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's kind of funny.
Kind of like a meta goof. Like.
What a meta goof? Is that like some kind of.
A meta goof. Kind of like a paisan.
Kind of like a grado padan.
It'll show up on people's iTunes. They'll say, oh, they're still releasing stuff. They won't even listen to it. But it'll seem like we're still putting stuff up. Mm-hmm. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's got to keep up appearances. That's a good idea. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go take a leak and then let's get the hell out of here.
Okay. Sounds good.
See you. In a couple of minutes.
All right.
And see you guys never. All you've got of us is our voices.
Have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. We love you so much.
And a cup of good cheer.
I'm back.
Hey, that was fast.
That was very...